Well, by and large, in the Mid-Atlantic area, which includes Maryland, even though we did have extreme heat and some drought during the summer months, what's more important relative to fall foliage change is the weather that we're going to get during the fall itself. What is important to the onset of leaf change and the level of brilliance of leaf change is the decreasing amount of daylight, the expanding amount of darkness, and temperatures that occur at the time. So if we have cool, dry evenings in the 30 to 40 degree range, that would be the very best for fall color change. And really, unless the trees started to succumb to the drought by actually dying, or if there was a wind event that blew leaves off the trees in the fall period, that would be the things that would affect the fall color the most. So I would say the drought should not be too much of a concern this year, and we should hope for cool, dry weather, clear skies, and cool temperatures, and we should get the kind of display Mother Nature's known for.
We're pretty much on schedule for this year's foliage show, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We normally see the best color in Maryland in the third to fourth week of October. Occasionally that's delayed, but there's all kinds of things that could cause that. But yeah, we are on schedule, and we've got some early leaf turn in some parts of the state, but it's species specific, and those are the species that you would expect to turn first.
Is the peak time are we looking at for the areas that are traditionally or typically the places you would be looking?
Well, the kind of species that provide the best color are the ones that are found most prevalently in western Maryland. That's not to say we're not going to have color statewide, and we certainly will. But species that are known to give really good displays of color are species like yellow poplar, hickory, sycamore, honey locust, birch, beech, most of the maples, including sugar maple, and those species are most prevalent in the western parts of the state.
Okay, so we're on schedule for this and on time, and the weather this year simply isn't going to affect the brilliance of the leaves.
We wouldn't expect it to. It's actually the weather that's coming up now that is the most important. You need to understand that predicting the fall color is still more of an art than it is a science. So we just have to watch the weather from here on in and hope for the best.